Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last angry man, and these are the sounds in the Middle East from the past few days. The Middle East in turmoil. President Bush's policies, one of the greatest foreign policy disasters in the history of our nation.
About 7:30 p.m. on Sunday evening, when a suicide car bomb detonated.
Thinking about the world changed on September the 11th, 2001.
I guess he's a stream of some rebels.
Fight him in Iraq.
Dangerous threat to the country's security. This is by far the heaviest round of fighting and was triggered, say, government of artillery and tank fire into the Tripoli refugee camp, targeting suspected militant strongholds.
The way
of
are not yet ready to take over from the
U.S.
Murderous ideologues who are willing to kill the innocent to achieve their objectives.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the podcast Capital of the World, this is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast. President Bush has let the genie out of the bottle, and there's no getting her back in. I mean, a lot of women say getting to a man's heart is through food. What's the real way to protect us from terrorists?
The only way to protect America is feed them overseas.
Yes, I know. We don't have to feed them.
Here at home. After the enemy attacked us,
I decided to use scare tactics
and kill nearly 3,000 innocent civilians
whose lives and deaths I have used in order to rule the world.
Innocent civilians, I vowed,
until they became pawns in the Bush-Cheney game of world domination.
That for however long I was president,
which means there's 18 more months of this nonsense to live with,
I would rally this nation and use our resources to protect you.
And the cost, Mr. President, of that protection will be felt for decades to come, generations to come, for the tens of thousands of Iraqis who have died, for the thousands of Americans who have died, for the 25,000 seriously injured Americans. It has been quite a cost we paid. And tonight, the spiraling effect of your war in Iraq is causing chaos throughout the Middle East, chaos that we cannot contain. You've let the genie out of the bottle, and now you cannot get that genie back in that bottle, can you? This, the sounds of the Middle East tonight. This is how one journalist described the Gaza tonight.
Today, the green Hamas flag, the flag of Islamic radicals, flew over every major government building in Gaza. This is not how the U.S. saw Gaza's future when Israel pulled out 2 years ago.
Thus, giving Syria and Iran a proxy government, or a nation state where terrorists can plot against us. Here are some of the president's goals, as stated last night.
We believe we ought to deny safe haven.
Well, now they have Lebanon, Gaza, and Iraq.
So they can't plan and plot again.
Why, now they can plot and plan all they want. They have three different countries to go traveling in, including, of course, Afghanistan and most of Pakistan.
And we believe that we must take threats seriously before they fully materialize.
I guess the collapse of the Middle East is something that you didn't take seriously, because welcome to the collapse of the Middle East. The Middle East is now one big safe haven in a Middle East that, because of your policies, is the way it is tonight. President Bush just last night.
The country of ours is now engaged in a global war.
That's the thing, President Bush. The globe is not Iraq.
Against these extremists and radicals.
I really believe that American presidents should speak clearly, unlike President Bush at dinner last night.
A war that will define the 21st century.
He's thinking.
We're fighting them in Afghanistan.
That's one part of the global.
And we're fighting them in Iraq.
That's another part of the global. You should be very proud of yourself. Guess we can leave Iraq now, since they're all going to be going to the Gaza to join Hamas, Brill.
The fear is that with Hamas in control in Gaza, all the bad actors in the region, from Al-Qaeda to Iran to Hezbollah, could start to operate out of there.
In Afghanistan, things are not much better. This is the president of Afghanistan. At a speech, when a missile goes right by his head, he doesn't even flinch. For one thing, he's a very brave man. For another thing, he didn't even flinch. Here it is again. Afghanistan. Tonight. In Washington,
Lieutenant General Martin Dempsey spoke about the situation in Iraq.
Iraqi army and police units do not have tactical staying power or sufficient capability to surge.
And as you know, a mosque so heavily guarded, a mosque that had been bombed before, a mosque that when bombed last year threw that country into chaos and civil war,
bombed again just 2 days ago, and this time destroyed it for good.
And now, once again, on the brink of disaster, we can't protect the people, we can't protect the mosques, we can't protect Iraqis, we can't protect Iraq. Quite frankly, we've let down the entire world, no less the entire Middle East. The peace process is no more in our hands, is no more an American way.
That sound is deafening, and tonight it rings across the entire Middle East.
President Bush,
a man so unwilling to listen to others, a man so stubborn and stuck in his ways, a man who I'm not even sure is smart enough to be President of the United States,
I'm quite sure he's not, is still tonight,
is the world leader in one of the biggest American foreign policy disasters of all time.
This is the last angry man from the podcast,
from the podcast,
Capital of the World, saying, this is what President Bush finds interesting.
My dad fought the Japanese. I'm making peace with the Japanese. Something happened.
And we'll let you know when he figures it out.
Genie! Last Night Man is a presentation from the podcast Capital of the World.